For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply. Not available in all states.
Hey, homeowners. Can I get a minute of your time? If you need cash but don't want another loan, I've got the perfect solution. You can access up to $500,000 of your home's equity without monthly payments or interest ever with Unlock. This isn't a loan. It's a home equity agreement. With Unlock, you may qualify for cash today in exchange for a share of your home's future value. No debt. No extra bills. Just financial flexibility on your terms. Use the money however you want. Home improvements, paying off debt, investing, or boosting your retirement savings. Unlike HELOCs, home equity loans, or cash out refis, there are no monthly payments. No stress. You've built this equity. Now it's time to use it. Go to unlock.com for more information.
Don't wait. Call 888-780-6854 to unlock the equity in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Call 888-780-6854, 888-780-6854, or visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com for more information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. TNCs apply.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you, coast to coast, on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in all over North America. Whether you happen to be on the East Coast, the West Coast, maybe you're in Canada. Shout outs to Canada. Maybe you're in Alaska. Maybe you're in Hawaii. Maybe you're on a submarine. Maybe you're on an Air Force base. Maybe you're delivering for Uber. Maybe you get into that money. Maybe you quitting that job. Whatever you're doing, thank you for being here. This is when the show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm right on Peachtree Street. Thank you so much to our producer. He's helping to hold things down in New York City, Ryan Botcher. We got a lot to get into. Week 2 of the NFL season, it's complete. It's done. Baker Mayfield and the Bucks are looking good. You got Justin Herbert and the Chargers. They're looking good. Tom Brady is out here helping the Raiders cheat. I'm joking. A little bit. We'll get into that. And Tom Brady has, he's doing a lot. Hanging out with guys from Saudi Arabia, helping his team cheat, being a terrible broadcaster on Fox. Yeah, Tom Brady is a busy, busy man. The Bengals picked up two quarterbacks that will also suck. Charlie Ward, he didn't suck. He won a Heisman. He has some advice for Arch Manning. Dabo Sweeney, he has some advice for his critics. He didn't say you can kiss his ass, but he said something similar. We're going to try to figure out why the Texans' offense stinks. We got Shannon Farron joining us, covers all things Chargers. Talk about whether or not they can actually win the AFC West. We got Greg Allman joining us from Fox Sports to talk about the greatness that is Baker Mayfield. Yeah, who would have thought he was selected number one overall? We got NFL teams still mad about the tush push. There is a lot going on, and we're going to get into it, okay? You want to be a part of the show? You can. 888-710-4ISN is the number. You can find me on the internet. I exist everywhere at JR Sport Brief. And so thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for listening on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, that means you got money or you know how to utilize the free trial. We're on channel 375 on Sirius. And if you have a smart speaker, you just talk to machines all day, you're computer literate, you're internet savvy, you can ask your smart speaker, your Alexa, your Google, or whoever the hell you talk to. Your kid, before we had Alexa, you just tell your kid, go change the channel. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. If you can utilize your kid to go do something, you best go out there and do so. Okay? Happy Tuesday to you. It's Tuesday, September 16th. The year is 2025. Of course, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. We'll do that at the end of the show, as we always do. And we got a lot to get into. Let's get this the hell up on out the way. Okay. Let's talk about the Chargers. Yeah, it was a late night game. Yeah, it was the second part of this stupid doubleheader that the NFL decided to feed us for a Monday night football. We had a good one. The ending of that one was good. I was walking out the studio and actually stayed in the studio to watch as Tampa Bay beat Houston, but we'll get into that. But the second game is impressive because the Chargers are looking good. We got the Chargers right now that had have a record of 2-0. They went out there and they beat the Raiders 20-9. This game was not competitive, okay? I said, screw this crap. I'm going to sleep at halftime. Because the way that Geno Smith was throwing that ball all over the place, it led me to believe that the Raiders were not going to win diddly. Nothing. And they didn't. Geno Smith, 3 interceptions. Must have been having flashbacks like he was with the New York Jets. We haven't seen Geno look that bad. Meanwhile, we got Justin Herbert out here. They're going to have to nickname him Air Herbert. We may have to throw it back to Air Coryell. We may have to throw it back. 242 yards passing, 2 touchdowns. Keenan Allen is back in Los Angeles hanging out with his family. He caught a TD. Shout outs to Quentin Johnston. This guy caught another touchdown yesterday. He now has 3 touchdowns on the season. When this dude was coming out of college, I was like, oh, he's going to be good. All he did is drop passes since he's been in the NFL. But this year, he's turning a corner. And so there's some optimism here for the Los Angeles Chargers. I know they're missing Rashawn Slater on the left side. Justin Herbert has even utilized his legs more than years past. He had 31 yards rushing last night. The Chargers look good. Sitting at the top of the AFC West, they are 2-0. Broncos are 1-1. The Raiders are 1-1. And, oh, I know everybody in the AFC West loves this. The Chiefs, they're 0-2. But for the Chargers, things are looking real good right now. So good. It's what Justin Herbert had to say about starting the season 2-0.
Two very good opponents. Obviously, there are things to clean up today. But I like the direction where we're going. And as long as we're moving forward, keep getting better, I like the things that this team could do.
Yeah, you like the things that they can do. They still have to win in, like, January. Justin Herbert still has to go out there and, I don't know, not throw 3 interceptions in a game to just send them straight into the toilet. But for right now, 2-0, there's a lot of optimism. Jim Harbaugh, quite impressed with his offensive weapons. We know that Jim Harbaugh wants to run the football, wants to ground and pound. Not necessarily known for his aerial attack when it comes to his offenses. But with Keenan Allen, think about Johnson. You think about Lackey out there. They got some guys to work with. That's what Jim Harbaugh had to say about all these weapons.
There's multiple guys open, per down. And Justin's finding them, and it's Quentin, it's Ladd, it's Keenan.
Yeah, they're getting out. Well, I'm happy Keenan Allen is back. It's kind of weird to see him running around out in Chicago anyway. Very odd. It's a good team. Jim Harbaugh couldn't stop there, of course. He had to go overboard. Yeah, the same Jim Harbaugh who said that returning to the NFL is like being a baby reborn. I don't know if Jim Harbaugh remembers the moment that he was conceived or birthed, but more power to him. He seems like the type of guy who would. Jim Harbaugh went off on a tangent. He's like Derwin James. Listen to what he had to say about Derwin James.
He was playing at the line of scrimmage. He was playing in the intermediate. He was playing in the deep half and the deep part of the field and blitzing off the edge. I've called him the best safety I've ever seen in the history of the National Football League. I don't think I'm going out on a limb there.
Well, first of all, I'm happy that Derwin James is healthy. Because who knows, maybe if he was actually healthy throughout the course of his career, maybe at this stage he'd be able to lay claim to that title. I'm sure Derwin James had to go, what the hell is this guy talking about? I don't know. What does Ronnie Lott think about that? What does Ed Reed think about that? I mean, we can go on and on. And Troy Polamalu, Woodson. What are we doing here? Anyway, Jim Harbaugh says crazy things. What do you expect? I know this much. The Chargers got the Broncos next. That's not going to be easy. A little surprising that one of the best defenses in the NFL, the Broncos, just lost to the Colts. Got the Colts out here looking like world beaters. Colts haven't turned the ball over. Colts haven't punted. Made the Broncos look like schmucks. I don't know what the Chargers are going to do against the Broncos, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Broncos actually won that game, pushing the Chargers to 2-1. But for right now, it's all good. Things are sweet. The Chargers are 2-0. Their rival Kansas City Chiefs are 0-2, looking up at them. But it's two games into the season. Kansas City Chiefs could get their weapons back, Xavier Worthy, Rasheed Rice after his suspension, and they could just run the Chargers out of the building. Well, damn it, out of the top of the standings. Let's be real. Are you expecting anything out of the Raiders? Are the Raiders going to be competitive this season? Hell to the no. Raiders are probably the worst team in the damn division. They looked like it last night. I told you about Geno Smith and his three interceptions. Ashton Jeanty in his second career game. They were like, oh, he's going to be better. 38 yards in the first game. He had 43 yards last night. What the hell are you rushing him for when you gotta come from behind? You might as well throw it. Not a good idea to throw it when you got Geno Smith throwing all these damn interceptions. But anyway, they suck. And the biggest story isn't about how bad they were. There's more stories about Tom Brady sitting up in a booth, but we'll get to that. Geno Smith, of course, he didn't want to talk about how awful he looked. Why would he? He was asked about his three interceptions, and this is what he had to say.
You know, I'm never going to make any excuses about anything. I've got to be better. We got to be better. And we got a short week to improve on that.
Okay. They got the Commanders next. Okay. What is Geno going to say? I sucked. He did. What about his coach, Pete Carroll? Hey, Pete Carroll, does your quarterback suck?
Yeah, the reason that he got there, because we had time to hold the football, so we protected okay, and we didn't get the ball thrown underneath. That's what I wish we would have done. I wish we would have not taken those shots. And they looked a like you know, we had to score quick or something. I don't feel like that when we play is the way that we should ever play.
Yeah, he's like, my guys are idiots. Why are we playing like we in a video game? You got to take your time. It was just last week that Pete Carroll looked at the rookie performance of Ashton Jeanty in his debut. And at the end of the game, after he only rushed for 38 yards, Pete Carroll said, this guy has to take his time. Like, when you get the ball, man, wait for a hole to develop. Don't get the ball and just jump for the first 10. You actually have to see what's there. And so Pete Carroll already saying his quarterback needs to slow the hell down. Pete Carroll, what the hell is wrong with your running back from Boise State?
We're just getting started, you know. We're just getting started. He's breaking into the NFL. He's figuring it out. When he had 11 or something carries tonight. Is that what he had? 11, yeah. Oh, he'll get more. That'll come. We're going to have to run the football better than we did, more effectively.
Yeah, they're going to have to run the football more effectively so Geno Smith doesn't have to go out there and throw a million times. But if Geno Smith throws a million times and he's throwing a football to the wrong team, then they're not going to have an opportunity to run the football because they're going to be required to come from behind where Geno's going to have to throw. Yeah, catch 22. Yeah, I have a solution. Prepare yourselves. The Raiders eventually are going to need a real quarterback. The best quarterback for the Las Vegas Raiders is not even on the field. The best quarterback for the Las Vegas Raiders is 48 years old. He's going to play flag football in Saudi Arabia next year. And he was sitting up in a booth yesterday with the coaches. His name is Tom Brady. The unfortunate part, again, that Tom Brady is retired. He's 48 years old and he owns a portion of the team. We're not going to see Tom Brady. You're stuck with Geno until they figure out what the hell the succession plan is going to be. The Raiders are going to take on the Commanders. And the best thing that they can hope for and trying to avoid another loss is that Jaden Daniels and his knee sprain keeps him out of action. Nobody's wishing an injury upon anybody, but that's the Raiders' best chance. That's the Raiders' best opportunity to win. Well, at least for the next game. I think the Raiders are as mediocre and average as average could be in the NFL. I expect them to finish with approximately 8 wins and miss out on the postseason. Meanwhile, the Chargers, they might win the division. We got to see what these Chiefs look like. But whether they win the division or they end up with a wild card spot, I believe the Chargers are going to be in the postseason. Whether or not Justin Herbert is throwing 3 more interceptions is something that we have to wait until January for. But for right now, it's good. Unless you want to think about Khalil Mack and that ugly elbow injury he had last night. You think about the fact that Bosa is gone, Khalil Mack now dealing with an elbow issue. Yeah, maybe the defense might be suffering. There's no NFL team that can overcome injuries, especially to this many important players on the squad. But for right now, let's focus in on the positive. For right now, let's be optimistic. The Los Angeles Chargers are 2-0. And yeah, we expected Jim Harbaugh to turn around another program. We expected him to jump onto a scene and win because that's all he's done. Doesn't matter what level of coaching. Doesn't matter what college team. Went to the NFL, helped the 49ers, went to Michigan, won a championship. He helps teams turn it around. Justin Herbert, who knows? Maybe he's finally going to elevate into where I thought he would be, ultimately, an MVP conversation. Let's see if he could do it the rest of the way. This is what Justin Herbert had to say about the success they've had so far and where they need to go.
You know, I think that's just an opportunity for us to go play football in different places, and to be the team that we want to be. We're going to have to go play in hostile environments, away from our crowd, away from our fans, and I thought our team has done a good job handling that adversity and dealing with it, and whether it's a really loud stadium or a crowd, just being able to work through that for sure.
Man, those people in Vegas are all on vacation. Okay, there's a bunch of drunks in the stands. Okay, going out to Vegas is a vacation. And good luck to the Chargers the rest of the way. You know, I like the Chiefs. I like Justin Herbert. I could care less about Harbaugh. Like, I'm wishing Herbert a lot of success. I'm also wishing him good health. Let's see what the Chargers can do the rest of the way. They got the Broncos up next. That is not going to be easy. Chargers and Broncos is going to be a fun one to watch. And for the Raiders, good luck. You're going to need it. Let me know when they find another quarterback not named Geno. And that's not going to be this year. It sucks for them. So the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We got a lot to do. How about this? Next hour, we're going to have a conversation with Shannon Farron. She hosts all things Chargers and talks Chargers on the Gary and Shannon Show out in L.A. You can catch her on Chargers Radio, Sideline Reporter. We'll have that conversation with Sharon next hour about these Chargers. We got so much to get into. We're going to get into Baker Mayfield, the success he had last night as those Buccaneers went out there and beat the Texans. They gave up a lead and took it right back to win. And we'll have Greg Allman, who will join us, covers all things Bucks for Fox Sports. He'll join us later on in the show. We'll talk about the tush push. It's only been 2 weeks and people are already complaining about the tush push. How about somebody just learn to go out there and stop it? Instead of whining and complaining, do something. Dabo Sweeney complaining about the people complaining about him. Arch Manning's not complaining, but Charlie Ward is trying to help him out. One Heisman Award winner to maybe a future Heisman Award winner. Yeah, not playing like this, Arch. He ain't winning nothing but maybe the bench. And so we got a lot to discuss, a lot to get into. If you want to be a part of the show, you can. Here's the number. Don't write it down. It's dangerous, especially if you're driving. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can get a hold of me there. You can find me online, Instagram, Twitter, X, whatever the heck it is, at JR Sport Brief. Congratulations, the Chargers are 2-0. When we come back on the other side of the break, I'm going to tell you about another NFL team. They're 2-0. But people are looking at them like they need to be buried. I'm going to tell you what this team is on the other side of the break. They added some guys to their roster today. I'll fill you in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. We're just getting warmed up coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just give him a call or go to unlock.com.
Call 1-888-780-6854 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Use the money for home improvements, to pay off debt, or to add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com. Or call 1-888-780-6854 now to get started.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Ever ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. TNCs apply. In-app only.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Right before we went to break, I told you about the Chargers. They got a record of 2-0. But they're not the only ones. Well, we got quite a few teams that have started 2-0. We'll get into some of them, okay? But let me tell you about one team in particular that's 2-0. They're 2-0, and they better be thrilled about it. Because their starting quarterback is, they busted up his toe on Sunday. Of course, I'm talking about Joe Burrow and the 2-0 Cincinnati Bengals. Yeah, they're 2-0. So many conversations about what they do at the quarterback position. Do they stick with Jake Browning, who threw 2 touchdowns on Sunday, helping him go out there and beat the Jaguars? But then he was also like Geno Smith. This man threw 3 interceptions. Yeah, not a good look for trying to win football games. But they won despite the fact that there were turnovers there. Helped lead them on a game-winning drive. Ultimately, they won the game against the Jags. Every single week, they're not going to be so lucky at all. Up next for the Cincinnati Bengals, they got the Minnesota Vikings, who are down their own quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, with a high ankle sprain. And next up, it's a battle of the backups for the Bengals, as we're going to see Jake Browning and Carson Wentz, who for the past, 5-6 years, Carson Wentz has been a starter for a different team every season. But we got time to get into the Bengals and Vikings. It's probably going to be pushed more of an LSU wide receiver situation with Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson. That's probably the bigger story outside of the bum-ass quarterbacks who are going to be out there. And so today, the Cincinnati Bengals said, yeah, our quarterback stinks. They're not going to say that publicly. He's not Joe Burrow. We all know that. What do we do in his place? Today, the Bengals decided to add 2 quarterbacks to their practice squad. Mike White. You might remember Mike White, maybe you don't. This man, 7 career starts, all with the New York Jets. His career numbers, 9 touchdowns and 13 interceptions. His claim to fame is he replaced and overwhelmed Zach Wilson with the New York Jets. He had 1 or 2 good games, and then he stunk. There you have it. That's why he was available to sign on any team. And then you got Sean Clifford. He's the other practice squad quarterback to be picked up here by the Cincinnati Bengals. Let me tell you something. I think most people. I have not seen this man, Sean Clifford, play since he was at Penn State, okay? Apparently, he was with the Green Bay Packers. This man did not play a damn game. What did he play, a game? One game? Come on now. Shout-outs to everybody in Green Bay. If you remember seeing Sean Clifford throw the football, you're a real diehard fan up in Green Bay. So the Bengals added two guys who can also turn the ball over, just like Jake Browning. And yesterday we heard from Zach Taylor. He pretty much told everybody, he said, yeah, he stinks, but we're going to keep him. He's our guy.
Yeah, we have a ton of confidence in Jake. And so he proved that yesterday against what I think everyone's going to see is a really good football team. He's done in the past. He's played against this team we're about to play, so he's got experience there.
Well, he has experience. I love it. I mean, this is the cool part. I mean, maybe it's not cool. The coaches can't be honest to a certain degree. The players cannot be honest to a certain degree. Everybody's going to come out and lie through their teeth because he has to maintain just status quo. Like, of course, he sits in a coaching room and he goes, oh, well, guys, how are we going to protect this guy? How are we going to cover this up where we can still go out here and have success? Meanwhile, somebody like me can go, the guy threw three interceptions. What type of idiot says I got faith in this guy? He has no track record. He's a backup for a reason. Come on now. Zach Taylor did say yesterday he was open to bringing in more quarterbacks. Yeah, I don't know if anybody anticipated Mike White and Sean Clifford. Listen to this.
Confident in Jake. I think Jake has proven his caliber in this league and that he can help us win football games and contend for all the things that we want to contend for. With that being said, we're always open to bringing in other people at this point. We got two quarterbacks sitting in this room. And so I'm sure we'll turn over a lot of rocks trying to find another guy.
Yeah, they elevated Rippon from the practice squad onto the 53-man roster. Whoop-de-freaking-do. Yeah, there's no big name here, okay? And Jameis Winston is not a Bengal. You want interceptions, he could serve them up. Hot and ready. There ain't nobody else. You thought Kirk Cousins was coming? The Bengals? The cheapskate Bengals? They were going to pay $28 million? Forget 28. Even if they asked the Falcons to pay more and split the cost, you think that they were going to pay $14 to $30 million to bring in Kirk Cousins? You can throw that out the window. The Bengals are stuck with Jake Browning. And let's all be real. There isn't too much of a difference or a gap between Jake Browning, who, by the way, he knows the system in Cincinnati, and then Mike White and Sean Clifford, who they just signed off the street. What exactly are these two guys supposed to do? Make a difference? We'll see Jake Browning in action as the Bengals take on the Vikings. And poor Joe Burrow will be nursing yet another injury. Hopefully he doesn't have flashbacks of his knee getting ripped to shreds. Or his wrist, the ligament in his wrist being ripped. And now the guy has another surgery. They got to cut the guy's toe open. Somebody give Joe Burrow a break. You know, I always make jokes about how miserable he sounds. He's been in the NFL for six seasons now. Every year, Joe Burrow seems to get a little bit more miserable. Can you blame him? I mean, damn it, playing in Cincinnati will do some things to you. Hopefully he doesn't go the way of an Andrew Luck. Hopefully Joe Burrow doesn't go the way of a Barry Sanders, of a Calvin Johnson. Hopefully Joe Burrow collects his money, all $55 million per year of it, and sticks around and can be healthy. These first 6 years, not so good. Hey, good luck to the Bengals. Great signing today. Mike White and Sean Clifford. Exciting. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, when we come back on the other side of the break, I wish I could tell you I was going to fill you in on something exciting. But if you happen to be in Austin, Texas, man, if you happen to be a fan of the Clemson Tigers, nothing I'm about to share with you is exciting. It might be painstaking because we're going to talk about the Clemson Tigers, who are 1-2. And then we're going to talk about Arch Manning, who's having to defend himself already. Is it in between his ears? Arch Manning, he got some big ears. He may have to do some work on his head and try to get himself right. And then he has a Heisman Award winning quarterback who's trying to help him out. I'm going to tell you who's trying to help Arch Manning on the other side of the break. And then we're going to hear from Dabo Swinney, who once again is miserable. These coaches are getting paid all this money, and all they do is whine and complain. 888-710-4ISN is the number. We'll take a break. We'll talk about Arch Manning. We'll hear from Dabo why the hell he was whining and complaining today. But right now, this man is not whining. He's not complaining. This man is awesome. It's time for a news flash with Rich Ackerman.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just give him a call or go to unlock.com.
Call 1-888-780-6854 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Use the money for home improvements, to pay off debt, or to add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com. Or call 1-888-780-6854 now to get started.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Ever ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. TNCs apply. In-app only.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you, coast to coast, on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Man, we're talking about, well, we were talking about some NFL teams. 2-0 teams. Chargers are 2-0. Just beat the Raiders last night. Looking good. Talked about the Bengals. They're 2-0. Kind of shaky there with no Joe Burrow with that busted up toe. Things are kind of shaky for a lot of teams and their bum ass quarterbacks. Okay, just what it is. If I got to think about the college football side real fast, Dabo Swinney trying to figure out his quarterback. Ridiculous rumor not too long ago that Cade Klubnik was in a car accident. He's like, yeah, people are stupid. People are dumb. But then you got Clemson. They're now 1-2. You got Texas. They just lost right down to, Texas won. They just look bad. At least they take on Sam Houston next. They're 0-3. Arch Manning looks bad. I mean, you could beat UTEP, but people out there booing him. People looking at Clemson, and they're calling for Dabo Swinney to get the boot. That's pretty hilarious, if you ask me. We got Brian Kelly in a victory. He's over here going after the media. And then he changes his mind. And then he apologizes to the media. And then we got Dabo Swinney going after the media today. It's just coaches gone wild. And then we got Arch Manning, who's just trying to tell everybody, okay, I'll be fine. Just give me a break. Now, we'll talk about these miserable people in a second. 888-710-4ISN. Ramon is calling from Indianapolis. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Ramon?
Hey, how you doing, JR? Long time no talk to. Finally catch one of my favorite sports hosts in the country. Where do I start? And I want your opinion on something as I get done. But I'm happy with the coach. I really, it's unfortunate for Anthony Richardson. But it shows that something was just not clicking. Daniel Jones is hitting these people
And he didn't. Evidently, the Dabbles, Coach Daboll must not have been that good in New York. He must not have been that good because this guy's hitting the people where he's supposed to be hitting them now.
No. It's two games for Daniel Jones. Okay. Daniel Jones was either hurt because he put himself in harm's way, or plenty of times he missed receivers in New York. That got nothing to do with Brian Daboll. Nothing.
Okay. All right. Give me this one in. I'm from the Chicago area. What is wrong with my team? What is wrong with the Bears? I mean, we keep saying this. I told a buddy of mine, I say, it's just cursed the snake bitten. I don't know. The franchise is snake bitten. Something's got to be wrong.
Well,
I mean, all of these changes, and
it is
nothing.
It's two games. You got a guy. You got a guy who was on his rookie deal, or in his first year, his rookie year last season, playing with a horrific head coach under Matt Eberflus. Okay, and now he's in his first year with a new offensive coordinator in a new system, and he's basically had to wipe out what he has learned last year and try to apply it to what Ben Johnson wants. So I'm not prepared to throw him into the river, you know, or the lake out in Michigan. All right? So just let's slow down a little bit.
Yeah, I too. But you know how Chicago media is. You know, I go to the Sun-Times. They are roasting him. I mean, it's like we're eating our own, man. It's really crazy. So, and then with Tom Brady, you know, this is what I asked him earlier. Tom Brady is known to cheat. Now, it made the NFL maybe like fine because they need all the exposures and the third. But you can't tell me he's not going to tell what he sees in those telecasts or what he talks about. That's only natural. NFL just saying it's fine. And I think your predecessors were saying, well, he's Brady. He can do whatever he chooses to do. And that's a dangerous sentiment that we don't want to teach to young people, that you just can do what you want to do.
We're gonna get into that a little more.
I appreciate you. Thanks.
In an hour from that. No, no doubt, Ramon. Thank you for calling from Indianapolis. Yeah, I mean, look, Tom Brady's sitting up in the coach's box. Well, that's what the owners allowed him to do. That's what it basically boils down to. That's what the league is allowing him to do. I mean, he was scrutinized in regards to even getting an equity portion or having any equity in the Las Vegas Raiders. He was scrutinized probably more than anybody ever before. More so probably than anybody than just some guy coming over from Saudi Arabia. But we'll get into Tom Brady, what he's allowed to do, what he's not allowed to do. We'll get into that in about an hour from now. Ramon just reminded us that in Chicago, Ben Johnson is being destroyed. Caleb Williams is being roasted. It's like, damn, the guys just got together, okay? Like, what type of shotgun marriage do you know that works out? Just give them some time. Okay, speaking of getting roasted and destroyed, I told you about Dabo Sweeney. Clemson is 1-2. The Tigers, they lose to LSU in their opener. They're losing to Troy before they rally to win that one. That's ugly. You don't want that to happen. And then they're out here losing to Georgia Tech right down the street from me. And Clemson, this is their first 1-2 start since 2014. God bless them. They got Syracuse next. They beat the living hell out of Syracuse since they joined the ACC in 2013. And Dabo Sweeney, I guess he hears people calling for him to get fired. People are sick of Dabo already. And Dabo was ticked off about it today. He wanted to remind everybody about his resume and what he's accomplished so far. He says, my memory is good.
If they want me gone, if they tired of winning, they can send me on their way, because that's all we've done is win. So if they tired of winning, we've won this league 8 out of the last 10 years. Is that not good? I don't know if that's good or not, to win your league 8 out of 10 years, to go to the playoffs 7 out of 10 years, to be in 4 national championships, win it twice. Yeah, we're a little down right now. Take your shots, but I got a long memory, in case y'all don't know. We'll be all right. We'll bounce back. This is a program built to last, always has been, always will be. If you give up on us, if you don't believe on us because we've lost two games down to the last straight and we're one, you didn't believe in us anyway, so it don't matter. You wasn't all in anyway. If you're all in, you burn the ships, man. There ain't no exit strategy. Like, you're freaking all in. If Clemson's tired of winning, they can send me on my way, but I'm going to go somewhere else and coach. I ain't going to the beach. Hell, I'm 55. I got a long way to go. Y'all going to have to deal with me for a while. Hate to disappoint all the haters out there.
Oh, here we go. Wait, why is he? Just shut up. These coaches got nothing better to do. Like, Dabo Swinney ain't going anywhere. Anybody wanting him to be fired is full of it anyway. They're going to fire him? The guy's making like $11, $12 million. What are you just going to get rid of him? Got one of these gigantic contracts that is going to pay him until 2031. He ain't going anywhere. Get over it. I know there's been a lot of criticism about his use or lack of use of the transfer portal and not trying to get into the whole, I got to pay my players, all of this. I certainly understand and get all of that. But he ain't going anywhere. Let's just stop. If I'm Dabo Swinney, I ain't even complaining. I'm not even wasting my breath getting into my job security. Oh, yeah, by the way, you can talk about all you've done and accomplished. You've missed the playoffs the last 3 or 4 years. Why don't you mention that part? Like, be honest. Hey, talk about the fact that you're not ranked. Say that you're not worried about your damn job security. You have a contract. We got to turn things around. We know we haven't been as well or good as we need to be. But the success in the long run speaks for itself. Done, cut, end scene. Do we need all the dramatics? You would think that some of these college football coaches, that they do drama on the side. Maybe they're popping up in drama class, or maybe they're taking some acting classes. Just shut up, man. These guys are so full of themselves. 888-710-4ISN. It's 888-710-4ISN. John is calling up from Indianapolis. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm amazing. What's up, John?
Hey, I got a lot to say, and maybe it's an unpopular opinion on Arch Manning. I don't know what he is. I don't know if he is good. I don't know if he is bad. But what I do think is he has cut the line. He has been given so much because of his last name. There's a good chance he's not even the best quarterback on that team. And I just think, whatever happened to earning it? That's great. Your uncles could play. That's great. Indianapolis, I'm from here. Peyton was terrific. But that doesn't mean Arch Manning should cut the line. I don't think he's that good right now. But, you know, what do you think?
Well, I don't know how you can say that. We know the guy is finally getting his shot to shine at the college level. But to say, what has he done? Did you watch him in high school? I wonder if you did.
No, I'm saying I don't know what he is going to be. That's what I said.
John, that's what you're saying, a couple of things. We don't know. Nobody knows what he's going to be. I don't got a crystal ball, and neither do you. What we can all agree to, as of right now, in his first two games, three games, he sucked. Okay, he had one game, he threw four touchdowns, and the other ones, he's basically sucked. Forget all of that.
Yeah.
I'm referring to your point about how he has skipped the line and he is where he is because of his last name. The guy, when he actually played coming out of high school, if he was hot ass and garbage and his last name was Manning, he wouldn't get a shot. He wouldn't get an opportunity. I don't think it's fair to say that Arch Manning skipped the line. I have asked friends of mine who live in New Orleans, who live in Louisiana, who work in the NFL, who scout. And I asked specifically about this guy. Is he good? Yeah, they tell me he's good. And you know what? It's not me or you sitting around talking about it. These are actually people who sit down and have watched him. And if I have to look at what he did in high school, which you can easily go ahead and look up, this man threw for 81 touchdowns in high school. He rushed for another 19. He was number one recruit coming out of the quarterback position in 2023. So to say that he got to where he is or he's getting this opportunity right now because of his last name, I don't think that's fair at all, because he has shown in his largest body of work in high school what he can do. And what else is he supposed to do? He just got here.
Well, I disagree, because high school is not a good rate of talent. He didn't play in his biggest division in the state, in his in-state program. He did a lot of beating up on bad schools. He's now out here. He's a junior or whatever he is. And, you know, he throws 10 incompletions. What starting quarterback throws 10 incompletions in a row with an interception and as a D1 quarterback coming out of Texas? Name one that's been that bad.
Well, I think one thing that we have to keep in mind if you want to think about his last name, that certainly does come with weight. And so I want to say, and we're going to hear from Archer on the other side of the break, a lot of times when we see this, people get in between their own damn ears. I just don't think it's fair to look at this guy and go, oh, his last name is Manning. This is where he is. This is not a situation of Bronny James, all right? If Arch Manning was ass, he wouldn't be at Texas. If Arch Manning was ass, he wouldn't got the start. He wouldn't get the opportunity. This is not exactly, LeBron, Bronny James nepotism. We'll hear what Arch had to say on the other side of the break. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, the Infinity Sports Network.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply. Not available in all states.
Hey, homeowners. Can I get a minute of your time? If you need cash but don't want another loan, I've got the perfect solution. You can access up to $500,000 of your home's equity without monthly payments or interest ever with Unlock. This isn't a loan. It's a home equity agreement. With Unlock, you may qualify for cash today in exchange for a share of your home's future value. No debt. No extra bills. Just financial flexibility on your terms. Use the money however you want. Home improvements, paying off debt, investing, or boosting your retirement savings. Unlike HELOCs, home equity loans, or cash out refis, there are no monthly payments. No stress. You've built this equity. Now it's time to use it. Go to unlock.com for more information.
Don't wait. Call 888-780-6854 to unlock the equity in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Call 888-780-6854, 888-780-6854, or visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com for more information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Ever ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. TNCs apply. In-app only.